Texas restrictions end Obamacare. I'm Mike Moss. Texas is rolling back its reopening as virus cases are spiraling in the state. We get the latest from correspondent Alexandra Field in Houston.
We are hearing about a new executive order from the governor of Texas, Gregory Abbott, no longer just pausing this reopening, but actually taking additional steps, going after some of the businesses that he says are most closely linked to this very alarming spike in COVID cases. He now says that bars across Texas will only be open for takeout and delivery. Additionally, we are learning that gatherings will be limited to just 100 people outdoors, and that will require approval from local governments.
40,000 new coronavirus infections yesterday. That's a new record, and 11 states are pausing reopening. The Trump administration made a late-night plea before the Supreme Court to end Obamacare.
The Trump administration wants Obamacare thrown out entirely, making a friend of the court filing last night to the Supreme Court. Republican-controlled states are seeking to end the program designed to provide health coverage to those who may not get it through work, but who make too much money to qualify for Medicaid. The justices will hear arguments in their next term, but any ruling would be after the election. The states seeking to end Obamacare say if there is no penalty for not having insurance, which was part of the GOP tax cuts plan, then the individual mandate is unconstitutional. Democrats accuse the president and Republicans of having no alternative and wanting to wipe out coverage protections for pre-existing conditions. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. is considering a new way of testing for coronavirus as the virus task force meets today for the first time in almost 2 months. May consumer spending increased 8.2%, but Americans, while they were stepping up their spending, saw their income decline 4.2% in the same month. The Dow was off 532. I'm Mike Moss.
Summer is heating up, and there's nothing worse than waking up in the middle of the night covered in sweat. Cool down with huge savings during Purple Summer Sale. The secret to every Purple mattress is the Purple Grid. With over 2,800 open-air channels and naturally temperature-neutral gel, you'll sleep cool and comfortable all night long, all summer long. Take advantage of these once-a-year savings at Purple today. Go to purple.com to save on your Purple mattress. That's purple.com. Terms apply.
Back to work at that J-O-B, the one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Another sunny hot one today, 108 the high, 79 overnight, 106 and sunny for tomorrow, 79 tomorrow night, 105 and partly sunny on Sunday, 97 and partly sunny on Monday.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Thank Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, and we got the hour, and got Russ Clark here, who's going to be helping me out since my partner George...
Hey, man, anything I can do, because nobody has a wrong answer right now. Nobody knows what's going on.
George has to drive out from the Dome Valley every day, so he told me he was running late, so... But one of the things we wanted to go over is, you know, the economy naturally is good day, bad day. I mean, you can today the market's down about 500 points.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of days ago, it was up 500 points. So just a lot of volatility and a lot of, you know, good day, bad day, and it's kind of hard to read on where things are at.
It is, and things are changing so dramatically emotionally in our country with riots, tearing down statues, coronavirus...
Politics.
Politics. The whole thing is, and then the feds will make a jump or whatever, and then it's just volatile like crazy everywhere. We don't know what's going on. And what we do, people keep track of it, but you better stay on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, I mean, look at the market. It topped out February 20th, I believe 20th, and then it, in 1 month, down to March 23rd, it went down about 40%, the S&P.
Right.
And now it's recovered, not back to where it was, but pretty close to some degree.
Yeah.
So it's been a pretty good recovery. So the million-dollar question out there, and you people probably hear this, is this recovery going to look more like a V, which it looks like now it dropped and kind of reverted back up like a shape of a V, or is it going to go into a W, which means it's going to correct again and then go back up?
Well... Hey, that's a great question. I think there's so many factors. There's people who would like to push it down because of an election. This is an election year. So there's those that would like to not have a strong economy for the upcoming election because it favors one candidate over the other.
Yeah.
And that's not the reasons you and I would go on, but it's reality.
Well, see, here's what I think is going to happen is these corporations are going to start put numbers out for August, September, October.
Okay.
So I really think the next 3 months are going to be really crucial because the numbers are going to be better than expected or worse than expected. And if they're worse than expected, I think another pullback could be on the horizon. I don't think it dropped 40 like it did in March, but you know, to have a 15% plus pullback could be in line.
You think that's possible?
Yeah, and I think this is going to be the hardest quarter to get through. So then after, you know, October, November, December, January, I think things will look better. So I think we're not out of the woods yet in the sense the unknown's out there and it can go one way or the other depending on, the numbers. But I will say that a lot of things are starting to surface, with this shutting down the economy. And there's a lot of unknowns that people don't think about, but...
Like small businesses that aren't going to come back, you mean, those kind of things?
Yeah, like, you know, they say one out of six small businesses might not open their doors. That's a big deal.
Yes.
They say a lot of the municipalities are down 16, 17%, 15% on the sales tax.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Like, there's already cities that are starting to lay off workers. So, and you, we saw Macy's a couple yesterday or the day before, laid off 3,600 people.
Right.
So now that the storm's over with, to some degree, we're going to see what the repercussion is. And it's going to probably involve tighter budgets, you know, it can involve less people working.
Good.
I mean, they're going to have to make some decisions in the next 3 months on how they're going to proceed. So I think these next 3 months will mean a lot, you know, whether it's good or bad. I mean,
it's huge. And again, with the political climate, too, I mean, everyone's going to be watching it closely.
Yeah. Now, you said, like, with the political climate, some groups might want to keep things down for election,
yeah.
which I agree with.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, most of the information, for the most part, comes from corporations, right?
Yes.
So unless the corporation's really tainted with a left or right, you know, vote, which a lot of them aren't.
I know. I just believe they go to work.
Yeah. But they are the ones that are going to make or break what's going to happen in the next 3 months.
But if
they're
reporting. But if no one's buying, no one's buying. I mean, you know, the shutdown, you know, closed restaurants, closed everything. You know, the corporations couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, the restaurants are closed and, you know, Golden Corral's not doing anything.
Oh, yeah. But Golden Corral will report their earnings and what they're going to do to maybe counter their earnings, meaning lay people off, shut down stores. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's all going to start coming to surface here in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
I would watch out for that. Naturally, if there is a correction or pullback, 10, 15%, like anything else, you'd want to kind of buy low, sell high.
Yes.
And at some point, there would be a rebalancing portion you'd want to pull back, put back in to the low, you know, to the market. Sure. We did some rebalancing, you know, back in the market when the market dropped in March, and it dropped pretty quick.
Yeah.
Went up pretty quick. So it wasn't one of those rebalancing things where you had 3 months to figure it out because it was really up, down. So we had phone conversations with some people, but you'd be amazed. I would say when I picked that phone up to say, hey, here's where we're at, you know, let's rebalance back in, I would say a little more than 50, and this is off the top of my head, but a little more than 50% didn't want to do it or said, you know, is now the time, we should see what happens, blah,
wow.
blah, blah.
That's, but you expect and, that, right?
Yeah, you do. I mean, the virus thing was getting people worried, but
yeah.
But the point is that part of our job as financial advisors is really to hold people's feet to the fire and remind them that to buy, sell low, buy high. And if some people were worried, I said, okay, well, let's do part of it. Let's do half of it. Let's do quarter of it. Let's do something, I mean, rather than to do nothing.
Right.
So I think what happens a lot of times when the market corrects, and I'm, my 26 years of doing this, is people like deer in a headlight, or rabbit in a headlight, they just freeze up. Like they want to do, you know, the natural response is just nothing. Or the other response would be the panic, but... So a lot of times we're kind of the non-emotional coach that would kind of get people either off the seat,
well,
on the seat.
But you're looking at history. You're looking at an understanding of when the market's down, that's the best time to buy. I mean, you know that statistically.
It is, but it's so uncomfortable for people to do it.
I
mean, it truly is. And even people that have been doing it for a long time, I mean, they jump, but they don't just jump. You know, they kind of look down, wait 5 seconds, him and ha, kick the floor,
swallow
and then jump.
Hard, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not an easy process. It's really not. You know, money's emotional for people. They work their whole lives to get it.
Sure.
And when you have to make money decisions, it gets kind of emotional. But we got George in here. Good morning, George.
Morning, Tom. Morning,
yeah.
Russ.
Yeah, I told the listeners you slept in late, and that's why you're late.
Yeah, I was listening to you on the way, man. You guys are sounding pretty good. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Sorry, I had to get past the gatekeeper too and sit in the chair in the corner to get my temperature down. So
really?
Totally get it down.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was 99.5, and she's like, oh, take a break.
What is acceptable?
Anything above 99.5, she won't let you through.
Oh, so you hit the minimum.
I hit the minimum. Sat in the corner with my hat on for.
Did you pal?
About 5 minutes, and then I got down to 98.4, so I was happy.
Yeah, I won't throw George on the bus. He actually texted me. He was placing some trades for one of my clients, so he wasn't sleeping. Got a little stress driving over here. Temperature went up.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know they ever sat anybody down. I mean, I knew that was the policy. But you know, I get here before anyone else gets in the building, and then I stay in here. I don't let them. I don't go do the temperature thing.
Well, I was running a little behind, so I thought maybe I'd just swoop in, sneak in. No way. There's no. You don't get
the
past
hawk.
The gatekeeper.
That's a star out there. She's gonna check. That's her policy.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It's a company policy. Yeah.
No, it's good. I think it's smart.
It is good.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do that at my daughter's gym.
Yeah.
Go in and do it. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of those anymore.
Yeah, well, we do it at our work. We're going to start. It was my
idea. You're going to get one of those.
I couldn't find a thermometer, so I ordered it from Amazon. They're all sold out, no matter where you go.
Oh, God, yes. I mean,
the easy ones, the ones with the gun, right?
Yeah, the ones where you don't have to touch your contact.
Yeah, those are popular.
So I ordered it on Amazon.
So George is getting...
supposed to be here Saturday, of course. It's a week late because they're behind.
What'd that cost? Is that...
$65.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah, they aren't trying to gouge.
They're not gouging. It's not like $1,000.
Right.
So we talked about kind of what the fallouts could be, you know, as things surface in the next couple months. One of the fallouts that clearly is out there is a lot of these corporations have cut back their matching on the 401k.
Clearly, huh?
Which is, I got some stats, actually. For 1,000 more participants, about 21% of the plans have backed off of their matching. If it's 200 to 1,000 participants, which is kind of a medium-sized company, 13% have backed off the matching. Now I'm going to ask you guys a question because this thing blew me away. The smaller businesses, anything under 200 people, what percentage do you think they backed off of their match?
Oh, it's more personal, I would imagine, 30%.
I'm going to go with 50.
3.6.
Oh, I should have known because he was...
So what that tells me is smaller companies, maybe the employer is more bonded and intact with the employees, right? Because you have a shop. You know, you get to know people, and you're like, well, I don't want to take that match away from, you know, Joe or somebody. Or it tells me, too, that a lot of these small businesses, and I'm a small business, and I'm caught in this trap just as much as anybody else, is that the numbers, you know, as the numbers come in, I don't have a full-time accountant in my office. Mm-hmm. So we're doing numbers. My wife helps with the bookkeeping. But things get delayed a little bit, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're like, dang, you know, we probably shouldn't have done that 2 months ago, but now that we're kind of seeing the numbers.
Oh.
So I'm just thinking that could be a delay just from the number staff. I mean, but you would think the small companies would be the first guys to cut, right?
I don't know. I mean, obviously not.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's kind of interesting because I didn't think you could do that midstream. Like a qualified plan, don't you have to do it at the beginning of the year usually, Tom? Say, you know, like a simple IRA, if the employer says, I want to lower the match or move it from 3% to 1%, they can. But a 401k, you know, those larger companies, I guess, there's some provision in there. But I don't know how you cut the percent that you're giving your employees like mid-year.
Well, stuff I'm reading says it can happen. I think every plan has probably some type of emergency plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about it. If you're truly going bankrupt, but they want you to keep matching employees, probably not.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that'd be a first.
So there could be, but it can happen, George.
Yeah. But that's pretty interesting, though, the 3% for the little guy. That's good. I like that.
Well, yeah. So the other thing out there is... Now, this is another stat I saw that just kind of floored me a little bit. I asked George this, since he's in the industry, should know this answer. People that retire with a retirement plan, what percentage of them roll over to an IRA account, would you guess? And if you can be within 10 points, and I still think you're going to get it wrong.
Ooh. 34.
Dang, George. 44%.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You got within 10. Hey, all right, with that, you need to take a break and recover.
Hey, we'll be right back. This is Money Talk, 5 or 6 a.m.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.
This is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group. George Davis, it's Good Friday. Probably 4th of July coming up here this week. Anybody got big plans to leave here? Or?
Well, everyone's got plans to stay at home.
Yeah.
I will say I am leaving.
Oh,
Yuma.
I don't know which direction you can go, though, man. It's like, I thought California might be a little safer. But
I was thinking about visiting the back bedroom today.
We're going to Strawberry, Arizona.
Well, okay. There you go.
Get out of the heat. So.
Social distance there. We're going to be heading out, too. So we'll be going to SoCal. Which
so that's like a war zone, George.
It is, man. I hope they don't be like just making you. When you cross the border, you got it 14 days you have to quarantine before you can actually start your vacation. Hey, Russ, did you see the Air Force One?
Shut up.
He drove. He was.
No, I was supposed to.
Oh.
I got out of here like late.
And then
the Secret Service wouldn't let me drive.
No.
They wouldn't let you drive.
Well, I was supposed to drive the motorcade.
No, really? It was pretty impressive. I saw some on Facebook.
Yeah. So only about 44% of people will roll their retirement money over to an IRA. There's some huge benefits we think of doing it in an IRA. You can do anything, CDs, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, preferreds, pretty much, many different choices. Most 401ks are kind of cookie cut. You might have 10 to 15 options, or even if you have one family of funds, like Fidelity, maybe you have 100 options. So, anyways, there are some advantages of looking at that. Now, let me ask you this question, George. So what percentage of the people stay with their employer plan? What percentage? Mm.
So...
44 was the other, so you know what you got to work with on.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if only 44 roll over, then you would think 56 stay with their plan. But
don't overthink it, George. What's your answer?
56.
No, it's 31%. The others pull their money out.
Yeah, they just go cash it. They go to Vegas, put it on black.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, nice. So that's basically 30-30-40, yeah. Interesting.
So, a lot of plans, like I said, are kind of cookie cut for hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. So there's some advantages at the IRAs, I think. The other thing I want to bring up is if you work in Social Security to age, or don't take Social Security to age 70, you get a much higher payout than regular retirement age.
Right.
So regular retirement age is either 66 or 67, depending on your age.
Mm-hmm.
But by waiting those extra 4 years, you actually get about 30% more money.
Right.
So it is kind of a big deal. So what percentage of people work to age 70 working when they're 70?
25%.
That are still working or take Social Security?
Still working when they're 70.
11.
6. 6%? Which I think makes sense because, that's age 70. Yeah, that's
so. I'll be working until I'm 70 because, I'm broke.
I'll be working until 70 because my kid's 9 years old.
Yeah. I mean, President Trump's still working. All our leaders are. I mean, Nancy's like 80 years old.
Yeah, but those guys are a different class. They don't. They want the power.
Okay.
When you
like the power. That's why I'm working.
Go into the garage and start barking orders.
There you go. Yeah, like power.
So some of the stuff I was reading, Tom, about the coronavirus and jobs being cut. Some people are looking at retiring earlier. They're like.
Yeah.
Throw it in and let's do it at 63, 64 when they were planning to go longer. So I wonder if that's going to lower that number.
Let me put out a little red flag if you're thinking of doing this. You definitely want to do a financial plan because, it sounds attractive to retire a couple years early. But one of the big things that we see people do is they retire early or they even retire and they can pay their bills, life's okay. But what happens over time is the cost of inflation. So if the average inflation is about 3%, so over a 20-year period, your buying power is going to be cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at most most retirement plans, Social Security will only go up 1.5% a year on average. That's the average. Arizona retirement doesn't go up at all. Most pensions don't go up at all.
Yep.
So, you know, don't back yourself in a corner where if you live long enough, you basically you're miserable because you don't have enough money. So, if you are going to retire early, and you know, if you can, more power to you. I would definitely throw your variables into a financial planning software. We use eMoney software, one of the better financial planning softwares, and just see if it's doable to do it. And if it is, that's a decision you got to make. But don't just wake up one morning and be like, I'm going to retire early, because most Americans would do it, but they shoot from the hip, and it's all in their head, and sometimes it's not the best decision. I've actually had people in front of me that are in their 70s, mid-70s, and they're literally like thinking, I think I'm going to have to go back to work. I'm like, well, you're in the mid-70s. What are you planning on doing? And they really are very limited if they can even get a job, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Don't be in that position.
But, no, that's good advice to do some type of plan, at least to look ahead. And also, if you decide to take Social Security early, then you find out that you can't retire and you can't afford it, then you're going to have to be going back to work, and it's affecting your Social Security that you took early.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different variables that you can't go back on.
So if you take Social Security at 62, you get about 25% of your money than waiting until full retirement age 66.
Mm-hmm.
So once you take Social Security, you have 1 year to readjust it if you made a bad decision. But after 1 year, you're stuck. So for the most part, you know, you could be making many, many decisions that aren't that great for you,
mm-hmm.
not just one being retirement.
Yeah.
If
you go back and work, then you've got to worry about making that income threshold where they withhold $1 for every two you receive also. So.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is if you take Social Security early, if you make more than, I think the number is close to 17,000.
Yeah, 17, yeah.
If you work and make more than 17,000, they would withhold one half of your Social Security check. So a lot of people, take Social Security early and they're happy.
But you don't ever get that
working.
Back, right? You don't ever get that back.
They say you do.
They build it in after the you're 66, but it's a complicated formula, and I don't, you know. But the point is that most people would take Social Security to get the money, but if it's half the amount of money because you're still working, it doesn't make sense
mm-hmm.
most of the time. Unless you got to put, you know, food on the table or something. So one of the things we want to talk about is, you know, control things that you have control on, right? I mean, we don't have control on politics, we don't have control on the market, we don't have control on the virus. So you got to control what you can control. One of the things we wanted to talk about this hour is some of the things that the government has done and changed, rules have changed with this with the virus. So we want to make people aware of what they are. So that's what we're going to talk about. So I will jump into it since George is looking at me half.
No, I got something, Tom, because there's... Well, it's up against the break, but I'm sure we'll talk about it after.
You want to take a break real quick?
Yeah,
because
we got some stuff here I wanted to
And then you
discuss.
Can really hammer him?
That's right.
All right. Go ahead. Say we'll be with you.
All right. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. We'll be right back.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection, and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range, and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group, a registered investment advisor. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management and Private Advisor Group are separate entities from LPL Financial.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey Yuma, this is Money Talk here. We're talking about what we can control with our investments or your money. And one of the things we can control is learning all the different new rules that have been passed with this COVID virus. Government tried to change some laws that affect a lot of people, so we want to kind of go over those during this hour. The first thing we want to bring up is there's been a waiver of the RMD. An RMD stands for Retired Required Minimum Distribution, and anybody over the age of 70 and a half has been taking distributions from their retirement plans, and if you don't take it, it's a 50% penalty, so you have until December 31st to take that money out, but they've waived it this year, which means people that were required to take it out don't have to take it out this year. Not only did they waive it, but they changed the law. Now, next year, the law is going to be you don't have to start pulling money out until you're 72. So it was 70 and a half, and it's going to go to 72.
So why would someone want that, Tom? Why would you want to waive your RMD this year?
Well, so when you take money out of a retirement plan, it's taxable. And if you're just going to take it out, get taxed, and put it in your savings account and do nothing, then it doesn't make a lot of sense to pay tax, like prepay the tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the money can grow. And if we're in, like, unsettled times right now, it might be better next year. Who knows? But basically, you would do it to pay less taxes. If you needed the money to live on or if you had a purchase or something that you needed, then I would say take it. But a lot of times people take it and they just sits in a bank account and earning close to zero.
Yeah. Another reason is with the CARES Act is the market was down when they passed it. We covered, like you talked about earlier, somewhat, but, you know, in the down market, if you're forced to take your money out instead, let it recover and let it work for you. That's now, another reason they did that.
Now, if you've already taken your RMD this year, there was a rule that you can't put it back. The only way you can put it back, the rule was you can do a 60-day rollover.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, if you got a check, you'd roll it back in for 60 days. Now, the problem with that is a lot of people, when they pull money out of their retirement, will have taxes withheld automatically. So that check you're getting is less than the money pulled out because some of it covered taxes. So it's not a true rollover. But they just extended that law, and you just pointed that out to me. So you want to talk about what the new rule is? It's not a 60-day rollover anymore?
Yep. It was a 60-day rollover. Basically, what happens if you take your RMD this year in 2020, within 60 days, you could put it back into your IRA or your qualified plan. But also, the other thing, Tom, that they did not include was beneficiary IRAs. If you took it out, you know, a beneficiary IRA, an inherited IRA, if you want to call it, you take the RMD from it, you were not allowed earlier this year to roll that over, roll it back in. Well, they did a new notice just released in June 23rd that, Tom said, extended the deadline to return unwanted 2020 RMDs. All of them, you can do it by August 31st. As long as before August 31st, you can roll that back into your IRA and you can do it in your beneficiary IRA if that's where you took it out of.
I see.
So, and that's, I mean, that says when they say all, they mean all, non-spouse IRAs, plan beneficiaries. So the 60-day rollover period is going through August 31st now, no matter whenever you took it out. So that's pretty pretty powerful. I had a review with a client, and she wanted to defer it, but she'd already taken it out of her beneficiary IRA, so we were kind of stuck. But now I'll give her a call and let her know we can do it.
So one of the other big changes is they've changed on when someone inherits an IRA account, and this is a big change, and it really didn't catch the radar until the bill was passed. Because a lot of times you hear about big changes coming down the pipeline and then they get approved.
Mm-hmm.
But this one kind of came out of nowhere, in my opinion. But basically, the old days is you can, if you have an IRA account, you can pass on to your spouse, there's no problem. So, if one spouse died, it rolled to the other spouse, and it continues to sit in her account or their account and grow. So that's okay if you go spouse to spouse. The old rule was if a beneficiary was someone else besides the spouse, meaning the kids, that they can roll it over to a beneficiary IRA in their name, and then that they would continue taking it out based on the life expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
And the IRS has a very long life expectancy for this type of table. I think it goes in the mid-90s. So even someone who's 50 years of age could take out, what they do is in a beneficiary IRA, you got to take out figure out how many years you have left on this life expectancy. So you could pull out 1/45th of the first year,
mm-hmm.
2/45th the second year. So as you get older and older, it will go up. But they did away with that. So
we called that one the stretch IRA.
Stretch IRA.
People heard that term before.
Stretch it out to your kids or grandkids.
Uh-huh. The lifetime.
And that's a huge thing because if you put a beneficiary down of a young kid or even a grandkid, say someone 25, I mean, they can stretch that thing out for almost another 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that money would grow. I mean, that would be a lot of money if it was compounded right. But they did away with that rule. So the new rule is if you inherit an IRA and you're not the spouse, that you have to have the funds pulled out within 10 years. When you have the funds pulled out, it means you're being taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can wait, wait, and on the 10th year pull it all out. Or you can do, 1/10th, 1/10th, 1/10th. Or you can skip every other year. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you just have to have the money out within 10 years. And to me, that's a negative thing because most Americans statistically are underfunded for their retirement. I think the average is about 10, 12 years underfunded. So a lot of people are semi-relying on them, maybe their parents' IRA if they inherited it. But then by them being forced to pull it out in 10 years kind of defeats the purpose of putting money away and having it grow without being taxed. So that's a big change.
So was that from December 31st of 2019, Tom? It was from the Secure Act. I'm pretty sure if they passed away before that,
yeah,
then you could do the stretch. But if it's from the first of this year on, that 10-year rule kicks in.
Yeah, so you're grandfathered in if you've been doing it beforehand.
Yep.
And if you do it, I think it starts January of 2020, right? Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So, yeah, then it's going to apply for 2020.
From going on, okay.
So if you already are doing it the other way, you're grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that can roll money to an IRA and not have to pull the money out is a spouse. Kids that are a minor, so if you have kids that are minors, they don't have to. But whenever they turn of legal age, which in Arizona is 18, then they got to pull out within 10 years. So if you have an 18-year-old, then they got to pull out by the time they're 28. So, and then the other one is if you are disabled, they let you keep it in there. So, and there's also one called chronically ill person, which is kind of geared towards people that are need daily services through like nursing homes. So if you can prove that you qualify as one of those people, you can keep it in there. But it's a great tool to pass, or was a great tool to pass on money to the kids or the grandkids, and that's kind of, you can still pass it on, but it's going to be eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what one of the solutions are doing to counteract this, George? I know you know the answer, but you probably might not know why I'm asking you. So, you know, if you have to pass IRA money on and it becomes taxable within 10 years, whoever inherits it,
mm-hmm.
One of the things I'm recommending you doing is maybe taking some RMD money, and even if you're older, and put it into a permanent life insurance. So basically, you'll be buying life insurance, and then whenever you pass away, that life insurance becomes tax-free. So a couple pros and cons, and you definitely got to look at it individually for every person. Some people don't qualify for life insurance because of their health, and some people don't like the numbers that the life insurance will produce. But that is a way to pass on stuff to your kids without paying tax,
mm-hmm.
and you can use IRA money or RMD money to help fund it.
So you can still leave a legacy with the life insurance.
Well, it's tax-free. So
it is tax-free.
If you had to leave money to people, tax-free is the way to leave it.
Okay. Hey, before we get to break, Tom, I wanted to mention something that you already talked about. On the Social Security, especially with the way, you know, people are working from home, I know sometimes it's difficult to get a hold of Social Security, and you really can't go in the office, I don't think, now. But we do a Social Security planning. We have someone in the office that if you want to stop in and give us a call, 329-1700 at Yuma Investment Group, because there are some benefits if you're looking to retire and you're wondering about your Social Security. Sometimes the lower earning spouse might want to take it early, and then the higher earning spouse might want to take it, you know, till 70, like we talked about.
So what you're talking about is people want to try to maximize their Social Security benefits.
Correct.
And there's usually different ways you can take it, and what they end up doing is they plug the data into the software and it does a chart on how to maximize it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest mistakes people make when they do Social Security is they come in and say, I'm taking it at this point, I don't care what my wife or my spouse does, so they're working independently of each other, and they, hey, it's my Social Security, I take it when I can, I don't know when my spouse is taking it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some big advantages of looking at the numbers together. Because based on age and where people are at, who made more money and who put more money in, there's some things you can do to try to leverage that.
Yep.
So that's kind of what you're implying.
Yeah, and if someone, you know, when you pass away, if your spouse gets the higher amount, you know, they're taken care of longer too. So that's the type of thing you have to look at. People forget about.
Yeah, so what you're saying is, just to explain it better, George,
you
used to be a teacher. You got to go to detail.
Oh, so, well, you don't give me a chance because you do the old pull over here.
So what you're saying is when a spouse passes away, they have a choice between keeping their Social Security or taking the spouse.
Correct.
So if one of the spouses has more time, more money into the system, then they will actually take the stronger one, but they lose theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some planning you can do to try to take the more domineering Social Security check so that the less domineering spouse can benefit from it.
Correct. Also, there's, you know, male, female, age difference, things like that. Because if somebody's sick or, you know, my wife's 5 years younger than me and I'm a male, so the chances of her outliving me by 10 years are pretty good. So you got to look at that type of stuff, too.
Yeah. So that's a good point.
But anyway, I don't know if the listeners knew that they could give us a call at our office and set something up like that for them. We'll be happy to help them out with it when it comes to that Social Security planning.
Yeah. If you guys, I mean, I've never thrown this out, but I will. So our website is www.yumainvestmentgroup.com, and on there it has a bunch of educational pieces, but more importantly, you can actually schedule meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Just put your name and info
good
in there
point.
And we'll follow up. So what we also want to talk about is some other rules that have changed from the virus that the Congress has passed or the president, and let people understand what's going on. We'll be right back. This is Money Talk, 560 AM.
You might find out who you are. Living in America.
branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. We're here, got about 15 more minutes. We're talking about some of the changes of the laws that affect your retirement or your plans. I do want to throw out, this has been a pretty, some mild summer, right? I mean, the weather's...
Yeah, so far.
It could be worse.
I like it. Or maybe we've been indoors so much we haven't noticed it's hot. I don't know.
The mornings seem real nice. Afternoon still pretty hot. But 108 yesterday. But yeah, you're right, Tom.
Yeah, but, 114, 115 is...
Well, you know, when you can see the sky and see that it's actually blue, not gray, that does help the temperature, I think. So, hey, you know, you heard about the people from India, right? They always thought the sky was gray, and now they can actually see the blue sky. Seriously.
Like little kids or whatever?
Yeah, kids that have never seen a blue sky before.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Well, lucky not to be in India then, huh?
Yeah, well, L.A. might be pretty close to the same thing, so. Hey, we've got... July 15th coming up, Tom. I know it's kind of strange because they did. That was one of the CARE Act is extending the tax deadline to July 15th. But it also means, even more important, is you can still contribute to your Roth IRA or your IRA to July 15th for 2019.
Yeah, but so you want to claim it on your taxes. So don't do your taxes and then come in and say, I want to do an IRA or Roth. Because, you know, you claim it on your taxes, then you can fund it.
Yes.
Don't make that mistake.
Yeah, yes, that's true. But if you're doing your taxes and you're like, man, I'm paying, you know, I have to pay extra, there's some ways to combat that. You can contribute to your IRA. You can't do more into a 401k or something. But if you want to put money into the IRA, which is $7,000 for over 50, $6,000 if you're under 50, that can, you know, help you reduce your taxable burden.
Sure. So, hey, speaking of the 401k, one of the other rules that has changed is... Most 401ks have a loan provision. It's up to the employer, but most of them have it because they allow it. But you can borrow up to 50% of your account value, up to $50,000 is the loan amount you can borrow.
But with the change, historically, yep.
Yeah, with the change of the plans, now they're making it up to $100,000, not permanently, just for this
year. Up to $100,000 or 100%?
Up to $100,000 you can borrow.
Oh.
Yeah. So... So I don't know if people, you know.
But if you had 110, you could borrow basically 91% of it, or whatever. You could borrow.
I like how you get into those detailed questions, George.
It's interesting. I don't know.
I just know the max is 100, not 50.
Okay, okay.
Anything beyond that, I don't know, George. But one of the advantages of, you know, we get calls all the time that say, hey, I need $20,000 out of my IRA because something happened. And then, you know, you ask a couple more questions and say, well, you have a 401k, yeah. How much you have in there, X? Well, you know, if you do a loan against that, you're not going to show any taxes and there's no 10% penalty. And then, you know, oh, yeah. So a lot of times, you know, people want to, you know, do something their way, and then a couple more questions, there's better ways to do it, less tax, less penalty. So that's an advantage of maybe talking with somebody.
Yeah. I think they, on the 401k, I'm trying to think of the loan seems a little bit better too, but I didn't read that much
well,
about
so,
it.
Well, so yeah, when you do a 401k, you have to pay it back within 5 years. Now you can get on a loan repayment for 1 year, 3 year, 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. But once you get on a payment plan, then you will pay it back. So it's going to stay within your plan. There's no taxes. But a lot of the 401ks have very minimal percentage rate. So I think it's like 3.5% or something like that. So it's a very reasonable way to borrow from yourself than you know, maybe a bank or a shark or somebody.
And you're putting money away, you know, you're basically paying yourself back. You've heard that term when you have a 401k. So people are like, what's the interest rate? You know, well, I'm paying myself back the interest rate too.
I mean, it does affect your compounded money in your 401k, because let's just say you had a $200,000 in there, you took a $100,000 loan. Well, that $100,000 is not growing for you, assuming it grows. So it isn't like the best idea to do, but it is an option that sometimes you got to do. So that's, you know, I mean, it's not as frowned upon, but it's not like, hey, you got to do this. This is a great deal. Mm-hmm. Try to leave your retirement plan alone if you can, is what I'm coming at.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I like that strategy or advice on the 401k. Even I, as an advisor, forget that sometimes, because people say, hey, you know, can I borrow against my IRA? One of the first questions should be, do you have a 401k also? So,
yeah, because all IRA accounts have no loan provision.
They have no loan provision, yeah. People don't realize that.
Yep. The other thing that you want to do, you know, the market's kind of rebounded back, but we're always kind of pounding our fists on the desk, is you want to look at harvesting losses. A lot of people think about taking their gains because they're up. They take the money off the table. But you can also take your losses off the table. And by the rules, you got to wait 31 days before you can buy back in. So say you have a loss in Home Depot. You can't just sell it, take the loss, which is a write-off. If it's not in your retirement account, you can write that loss off and then buy back into Home Depot the next day. They don't allow that. So you have to wait 31 days before you can buy back. The one thing you could do is take the loss on Home Depot and then the next day buy Lowe's, which is, you know, a comparable type company. Mm-hmm. And then maybe after 31 days, you can then jump back into Home Depot. So if you're worried about, you know, stock doing something in 31 days, you can buy a company that's pretty comparable to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But they let you write off any, if you have a loss, you can write it off against any capital gains or dividends, and you can write it off $3,000 a year of income, and then it will carry forward. So you always get this write-off as long as you're living.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal, because let's just say you buy Home Depot at $20, it goes to $10, and then you leave a loan, it goes back to $20. Okay, you got your money back, but really you have no gain out of it because you're back to even. But if you bought it at $20 and went to $10 and you sold it, that would show a $10 loss, which would go on your taxes, and then you'd get back into it relatively quick within 31 days. And then as it goes up, if it went back to $20, you'd have the loss and your money back.
Mm.
So just don't be afraid to harvest losses.
Now, what if I think, with everybody staying home, that Home Depot is going to do well over the next 30 days. Can I buy, let's say I have 50 shares. Can I buy 50 shares now and then sell that 50 shares in 31 days?
You know the answer.
I think it's going to do well.
You know the answer, George. So why don't you explain that strategy? Because I know you know the answer.
Yeah. So if you're afraid, if you're afraid that Home Depot is going to do well over the next 30 days, so you sell it now and you have to wait 31 days, you're like, oh, dang it, I missed the uptick. Double down, we call it double down, so you'd buy 50 more shares, so now you have 100, and then once the 31 days is up, then you can sell that the other 50 that you had before.
Yeah, so what that allows you to do is always stay in the market with Home Depot, and you're actually doubling down for 31 days.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a strategy that, you know, let's just say hypothetically the market corrects 30% again. Well, that would be great time. great time to sell Home Depot, but at that time, you're like, you know what, it might rebound back within a month. So what you're saying, double the shares down, and then after 31 days, you can sell half of the shares and use that for the loss.
Use that for the loss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the one of the things that's happening out there is, I don't know if you guys read, but saving rates are going through the roof. This has been the highest saving rate in, I think, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is, with people aren't going out spending, they're basically saving money, whether it's restaurants or shopping or however they spend money. So, you know, have a plan on what to do with that savings, because, you know, if you don't have a plan, it's going to dwindle away, and, you know, pretty soon your bank account will be back to where it was. So whether pay down debt, pay down bad debt, great idea. You know, start funding more into retirement plans, which most people need, or, you know, do something that's kind of productive with debt.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they said the saving rate right now is like 13.9%, when the average savings is usually about 6 to 8%. So,
and that, you can incorporate some of that in your financial planning. So if during this time you're used to saving a little bit and spending less, when things get back to the new normal, just keep doing it. You know, save more. Maybe you can retire a little bit earlier. My wife paid off our last credit card, so I was pretty happy.
Uh-huh.
A couple of days ago, she's like, "Yeah, we're debt free." We're not debt free, but
hey,
debt free. So credit cards.
I got a book
gone,
I want to recommend.
Cool.
So I've read this book many times, but you always kind of forget books. I mean, so I got a new audio where I listen to books. I don't read them now. I listen to them when I'm driving around or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I just downloaded an audio called The Richest Man in Babylon. Have you ever read that book, George?
I think you told me about it. No, I have not. I need to do that, though.
So basically, it's a great book. It's really good for younger people, too, because it goes back to Babylon, which was before Jesus Christ, and it's a story on how this guy becomes the richest man in Babylon, and those principles back then apply for today.
Mm.
I mean, it's very simple. So if you have a kid that you want to get on track for you know, saving, or if you're younger, or even if you're older, read this book, The Richest Man in Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd be disappointed. It's very simple. It is, I think it was written in the early 1900s, so it's an older book. But it has some good, I'm halfway through it, and I'm remembering some things
that
people need to do.
Yeah, it sounds like it stands the test of time, because if you think about it, back then, you know, just people saving and being more frugal and putting money, you know, planning, I'm sure it existed back then, so those things would definitely apply now.
Yeah. And it talks about the basics of compounding interest, saving money, mm-hmm. not having your money being taken away or kind of ripped off by other people or other bad investments. And it goes into just some simple details with examples of, you know, camels and goats and things that are very simple, but they get the point across.
Yeah.
So cool. Should have your son read it. Since you're not going to read it, George, maybe your son can.
I'm going to borrow your audio. Well, no. They don't have it. What do? You put it on your...
It's pirating, George. I don't know that. I think I paid $4.99 for it.
Is it, you used to put it on your iPhone? And
okay.
I think of the old discs that you insert in there. Those are pretty much going by
the
way.
Well, you're driving in from Dome Valley every day.
I should, yeah.
You should
listen to
all those books.
Mm-hmm.
You're up there in
yourself.
Dome Valley, are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So why don't you give a plug out to your house so you try to sell it? I know you're trying to sell your house.
Yeah, we have our house up for sale. Yeah.
Well, give some details. Come on.
Well, it's out in Dome Valley. It's on...
It's up on the Mesa.
It's up on the Mesa. It's a beautiful view. 10 acres.
Square footage?
4,000.
Wow.
Yeah, well, two houses.
Two houses. One's 2,500, one's 1,500. It's got a guest house. Yeah.
George has a man cave, a 1,500 square foot man cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be like
get
George.
Away and
it's quiet at night.
It's very quiet.
Anyway.
Sunset.
You're trying to move into the city, right, George? That's the plan?
Yeah, we're trying to move into the city, and kids are getting real active and be closer to Nana. She's living in town, so we'll see. We're not the most motivated sellers, but we will definitely listen to some offers. So
it's listed with the realtor, so just look it up in the MLS,
yeah.
Right?
Paul Cunningham, giving him a shout-out.
Okay, so, guys, our hour's up.
Happy Friday, and have a safe
weekend.
4th of July, because me and Tom won't be seeing you. So everybody be safe and enjoy out there. So Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU.
The opinions, voice. voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Another sunny hot one today, 108 in the high, 79 overnight, 106 and sunny for tomorrow, 79 tomorrow night,
heating
105
studio.
And partly
this
sunny on Sunday,
News Talk 560
97
KBLU,
partly sunny
Yuma.
On Monday.